This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. About a quarter of all residential energy consumption is used on devices in idle power mode. Online lenders and their business models were hit hard on questionable loan documents at LendingClub, the online lender. 7 of the 10 hospitals in the U.S. with the biggest surpluses from patient care services in 2013 were not-for-profits, according to a new study in Health Affairs based on Medicare cost reports. Gunderson Lutheran Medical Center in La Crosse, Wisconsin, Sutter Medical Center in Sacramento, Stanford Hospital in Palo Alto topped the list, which included three HCA-owned facilities in Dallas, Inglewood, Colorado, and San Antonio. Steph Curry won a second consecutive NBA MVP, and in his record-breaking season was the first ever unanimous choice by all voters. President Obama will be the first sitting U.S. president to visit Hiroshima in Japan, the site of the U.S. atomic bomb drop in World War II. Bernie Sanders won the West Virginia primary. Trump, running against himself now, also won in West Virginia. Hillary Clinton, in a major policy shift, suggested that she would like for people perhaps 50 to 55 years of age to have the option to buy into Medicare if she were president. Another 1,284 planets were announced by the Kepler spacecraft mission, bringing the total found by Kepler to 2,000. Two dozen are in the so-called Goldilocks zone, where their stars are in range of maybe liquid water and perhaps life as we know it could exist. A German court rejected the president of Turkey's efforts to silence a critic in Germany, the head of one of Germany's most powerful media companies, who had expressed support for a comedian who lampooned the Turkish leader. Socialist president of France forced an overhaul of the country's labor laws, bypassing the lower house of the National Assembly and any vote over the highly controversial measures. Prosecutors say sextortion is increasingly common, which is a practice of using nude photos hacked from computer and webcams to demand ever more sexually explicit content or other goods. They've identified 6,000 victims, but not an explicit law forbidding the practice. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.